Hello, honey, and welcome to Honey Do Me Podcast. I'm Cass.
And I'm Emma, and we're just two gals looking for a good lay.
Aren't we all? But when it comes to sex, we're just as lost as you and have no idea what we're doing.
Luckily, we will stop at nothing to get the answers we need. Cue our expert guests.
We're ready to overshare and ask all the embarrassing questions so you don't have to.
By the end of every episode, you will be dripping in actionable steps and ready to take on the damn world.
Or at least take it from behind.
So tell us, honey, how do you do you?
Hi.
Hi. You can't say... I'm sorry. I started... That probably picked up. I'm supposed to be the sound guy and the tech guy.
And you're failing.
And sometimes I just fuck it up.
You're okay? Fired.
I know. Well, good luck doing this by yourself.
I rode Jürgen's face.
Good afternoon as well. I'm also having a good day, so do go on.
I did it.
Yeah, how was it?
It was good.
Anything else?
No. How are you? No. Okay, so please, I have been open about the fact that I have had trouble orgasming.
Uh-huh.
Coming.
Come in.
Completioning. Okay. Since being on SSRIs. Mm-hmm. And so it has been really difficult, and it's definitely affected our sex life, and it's just like... Yeah, sometimes I'm really into it, and sometimes I just, like, don't think about sex at all. Mm-hmm. But I finished pretty quick this way, and really fun. And, like, honestly, I felt like he was going to cry because he was just so happy that I had an orgasm.
That's so cute.
He was like, you realize what a big deal that is, right?
Aww.
And it was really, really sweet.
One of the most supportive people I've ever known.
I know, just an angel. But, yeah, so I did it. It was fun. We'll do it again.
Good. Yeah. Were you just in your bed, I'm assuming?
Your bed.
Oh, fuck off. You weren't home for a few days.
Yeah.
I have a key.
Your roommate let me in.
Yeah. I said, I'm going to close Emma's door really quick. I need the bed with the headboard.
Mm-hmm.
It's important.
I need to slam that shit against the wall. I need to hold on.
It's
something
bed.
To hold on to.
I hate you.
Yeah, that's on my bed.
Now I'm picturing him naked in my bed. I should stop picturing him naked.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's a you thing.
Yeah, maybe that's a me thing. Anyway.
How are you?
I'm not as good as you, apparently.
Oh.
I haven't ridden a face in a while.
In many a moon.
I've probably ridden a horse sooner than I've ridden a face. And I haven't ridden a horse in a long time either.
And let's say I haven't ridden one of those ponies in God knows how long.
God knows how long. But I'm doing fine.
Great.
You know, I'm actually really excited for today's episode.
Me freaking too. Mm-hmm. Shay's back on.
Shay's back. We had her on previously, Shay Alexander, for squirting.
Ugh.
And you guys love that episode. We love that episode.
How could you not?
How could you not? And now we have her back on for food play.
Mm-hmm. And it's so much more than I thought it was going to be. I really thought it was just bringing chocolate sauce into the bedroom and drizzling it on a pee-pee. Mm-hmm. And being like, I'm going to lick it off.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Watch out. I'm going to lick it. It's so much more.
No.
I know. It's so much more. It's like literally when you are eating, you can make that a sensual experience. And you can like have dinner be the foreplay.
Ow.
I'm sorry. I stabbed you.
Those things are so long.
Shh. Your penis. She means my penis. My nails are really long.
All of her penises.
All of my 10 penises that I bought for my fingers.
Shocking.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, yes, you can make eating the foreplay.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And also, Shay is one of the most sensual people I've ever talked to. So talking to Shay is a sensual experience.
Honestly, her creativity and like ideas of like what to do in the bedroom blows my fucking mind. And I'm just like, how? Like, how do you things. So stick around because oh my god.
There's food games as well, which is just makes food play so much more entertaining than, as you explained, licking chocolate sauce off of a penis.
Yeah, I said pee-pee.
Well, I'm going to say penis because that's the appropriate word.
You don't know what I was talking about. I could have meant piss.
Okay, great. We want to talk about that?
Great.
Is that where we want to go?
Yeah. Great. When was the last time you did that?
Well, actually, that was more recently than riding a horse.
Anyway, yeehaw, and we'll see you on the other side.
Hopefully. Bye.
Hi, everyone. My name is Shay, also known as Shay is Love. I am a sex educator, love and intimacy coach. I love everything that has to do with all the physical feels. I have a lot of exciting things going on. We can get to that later, but I want to update you guys on just like how this year, I don't even know how long it's been, but just since our podcast, I think you guys may have even been my first.
Really? Yeah. I mean, it was almost a year ago. You're like episode 20 something for us, I think.
Okay.
Maybe 20 or 30, but we're at 82 now.
Yeah. So it was a while ago.
Yeah.
We're so excited to have you back on.
You're still just so shining bright in our minds. We could not wait to talk to you again.
Yay. You ladies have been working. Like, and it's always nice to see like women, especially because I've worked with you ladies already, and to see the growth and to see just how much like we're all blossoming. It's like we're different flowers in a garden and we're all just like sprouting. It's cool.
In our beautiful sex garden.
I know, our sex garden. Who was that with? We talked about having a sex garden with a guest. Do you remember that?
I remember that, but I don't remember who. That was early. Yeah. That was like first 10, I think.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
We love to see you growing and blossoming too. Did you want to fill us in now on all the new things that you're doing within your business and your life?
Yes, absolutely. So you guys are the first to know. I'm officially opening my shop. I have not done the grand opening yet, but my store on my website is called Shay's Love. So if you want to experience Shay's Love, you guys will be able to get all of my goodies. I sell things that match my intimacy course that I just recently released. And so one of the newest things that I actually have, I'm really excited about, are my soy wax vegan candle for wax play. We have black cherry Merlot. And we have a little whiskey.
Those are sexy.
I love that. Oh my God.
Burned together, they smell really good. It gives you like this very his and hers, masculine, feminine. And because we all have both energies, it's just nice to kind of feel and tap into both of them. So I'm really excited. I also have another new thing, my new feathers, because you guys know I love feather play.
Love that.
But these ones, they still have the ostrich tips because I love an ostrich feather. They're really soft, but these ones have handles now.
Talk about us working. You've been working, perfecting sensual toys for everyone.
And then the only other thing that I want to mention, because I'm hoping that, I mean, I'm inviting you as well. I'll be on tour with Exotica this year. Yeah, for the Exotica Expo, my first stop is Chicago. That is next week, so April 28th through May 2nd, I'll be in Chicago. And then the next one is in Miami in July. And then later in the year, we have D.C. and we have New Jersey. So hopefully I see you ladies at one of them.
Oh, that would be so much fun. We were just talking about needing to plan a trip.
I know.
So I feel like that's
just meant
to be. We went
to go see Shay on the East Coast.
Talk about a dream trip.
That would be so fun. Well, congratulations on all of that. That's amazing. And we're rooting you on so hard over here.
Oh, we're so excited to purchase your products.
Yes. Well, we're so excited about today because we've wanted to talk about this topic in so many forms for so long. So today we brought you on to talk about food play in the bedroom with sex, with sexy things, all of it. So could you kind of give us an outline of what using food in the bedroom means?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's funny because, you know, in my research, I'm always wanting to learn more and explore more. And I've known that, you know, food is a thing you can do. You know, people think it's sexy and it is, right? And you even have saying things on the internet now, like food is my love language. Mm-hmm. It's true. Food is a love language. Acts of service, so your partner preparing food for you, is one form of how food can be incorporated in lovemaking, intimacy, or the bedroom. But the funniest thing is that when I stumbled upon the fetish of food, I learned that it was called, or it is called, cetophilia.
Oh, I've actually never heard of that. Have you?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Just from your posts. Okay.
Yeah, so with cetophilia, like, and this is just me, I'm always learning, I don't mind, and I don't mind laughing at myself, but when I read cetophilia, I was like, ooh, I love to sit on face.
Oh my God, I love it.
I wish that's what it was for, just so self-explanatory.
But I think that most people, like, in looking at the word, it's like, oh, cetophilia, it makes sense. But, of course, with no assumption that, you know, didn't want to sit on the idea, no pun intended, sitting on face. So I continued to read about it. And cetophilia is the act of food play in intimate spaces that create arousal. So some people can, it just arouses them. Some people have full-on foodgasms.
Whoa, like food, wow.
Like from eating? Like you can eat something and then...
Yeah, and so funny story. I was in New York with my girl Crystal, and I was out there just for some work, and we went to somewhere like downtown New York, and we went into this cool little eatery area, like an indoor eatery, and I'm like, okay, I've never had Caribbean food before, and I don't mind exploring, but it was this new place, and I was like, okay, well, I want to try Caribbean food. So I go to the guy, and I'm like, hey, you know, what do you guys have here? What's good? And he's like, I don't know. What do you like? And I said, well, I've never had Caribbean food before. So he starts giving us samples. And when I tell you, watching three fine men cook for me was all, it was just the beginning of what I felt physically in my body, being aroused by food, because not only watching these men, they are serving us like goddesses. And then the last thing he brings out, do not laugh at me, okay? Nope. It is like the most bougie, classy thing, well, one of the things you can eat combined with the most childish thing that I absolutely love. He brought me a slow-cooked Caribbean oxtail grilled cheese sandwich.
That sounds fucking amazing.
Oh my God.
That sounds literally so good.
My clit was like flooding. Like, I was like, crunch, melt, taste, savor. Like, I was like, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
My clit was throbbing. I know the exact sensation you're describing. And I hope I make a grilled cheese sandwich that good one day. It probably won't be, but that sounds fucking amazing. I am so happy for you in that experience of having three men serve you like the goddess that you are. That is amazing.
Absolutely. And I didn't even think about food play in that way. Like, I really, like, my frame of reference for food play is chocolate sauce. You know what I mean? Like, that sort of, like, very, like, typical, which I want to learn more about that as well. But, like, oh my God, there's so much more to it. Just like bringing the sensuality into eating and making it a full experience. Mm-hmm. Like, that's beautiful. I want to live every moment like that.
Right. Yeah. The only thing I think about is like eating something off of someone, which is, you're saying chocolate sauce, or I think whipped cream. And then that's where my imagination stops. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I love that it can be about like the experience of actually eating or being served, or just, oh, I'm so excited about this.
So one of the activities that I created in my course, I do intimacy through the senses, and taste is one of them. And so for me, something that I love, and I know it's an old school thing. When I say old school, I mean like we're taking it back to the bathhouses, okay? Like we're taking it back, you know, where, you know, people used to sit in these beautiful baths and they would be watching these big Roman bathhouses, and it was beautiful. And that's something that before I realized, like, oh, okay, I've probably seen this on like Spartacus or something. I love a good bath. But when I had a lover once, very like macho guy, and he's like, I can't believe you have me feeding you fruit in the bath. And I was like, well, this is the fourth time, so don't complain. So even in that sense, right, like, you know, being able to bring the chocolate covered fruit and the things like that into a space, like, you know, a bathtub, you run it with the oils and the roses and you create that intimate experience. Now your partner's feeding you, you know, this fruit and you guys are experiencing food in a completely different way.
I'm sold. I love that. I'm so excited to dive more into like sensuality and like taste and how all that comes into this. Oh, I'm excited. I guess where to start would be prep. Mm-hmm. Right? So if we were to set up a sensual experience of food in the bedroom, what are some things that you do to get ready for that? Like, do you have to have a scene? Do you have to have the exact foods? Like, how do we make sure it's a good experience?
Yeah, so I think that if you're creating that experience for a lover, it's important to first listen to them. So you want to make sure if you know that your lover likes berries, berries is their thing, you know, or bananas is their thing. Get their favorites. You know, we talk about aphrodisiacs being things that arouse us. So even if it's not fruit, maybe doing, you know, the oysters, doing, or dark chocolate, because dark chocolate's definitely an aphrodisiac. So creating a space where it's all of the things they already like, but then creating that atmosphere around it. That way they're experiencing the things that they like in a different way. So for me, right, you would come home to a clean space. I would have music on, you know, I would let you go take a shower while I'm prepping all of the things that you like. And then when you come sit with me, you know, if it's me feeding you or you feeding yourself, you know, I might touch you softly and, you know, I might tell you that I care about you or I love you. And it's just really creating that experience that they're not going to forget.
Do that for me.
That would be a real friend.
If you loved me, you would.
You would. I know. I just let you show up into this office. There's trash everywhere. There's no berries.
No berries.
No chocolate. No roses.
God damn it.
I'm sorry. I don't even know why you show up anymore.
I don't know either. This is so much different than I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm loving this like softness that's coming with it and less of this like messy experience.
I do want to get into the mess a little bit as well. Can we talk about maybe some of the more like classic ways that we think of food play? Like, what are some of like the best foods you think to make like a messier, sexy experience?
Yeah. So the first thing that comes to mind is, and we all talk about it, I feel like it's just common. We're all like, real sex. I saw it on Real Sex as a kid. For watching an episode where they were doing chocolate and, you know, they had like this big tarp laid down and it's group play and, you know, there's chocolate sauce and there's strawberry sauce. And I love me a good sauce, so I don't mind getting dirty, baby, okay? And one thing I'll say that I think is really beautiful is color contrast, right? So like on brown skin, maybe do the white chocolate. I mean, men do like the way that looks, I'm sure.
Oh my God, that's so
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, we just released an episode on facials. So yeah. There you go.
Right? And then, you know, for people who, you know, are of lighter complexions, you know, doing the chocolate, the contrast is a beautiful visual. And being able to like mix so many different things and get messy in that, just put the tarp down. Or, I mean, you know, they have the waterproof mattress cover. So if you just want to like, you know, use something that you already have and you're like, I'm not going to the store to buy a tarp. Like, I'm just not going to do it. Look, don't even worry about the tarp. Use the waterproof mattress cover, drizzle whatever you want to on it. I would even encourage you, I don't know, drizzle something nasty. Like, I don't know. I would put like sucks balls. Yeah. And then at the store, he would be like, what do you mean sucks balls? That is what I'm trying to do tonight after you roll me around in this chocolate.
I love that.
Oh my God. You're brilliant.
You're a magician when it comes to this. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
So the one thing I will say though for vulva owners is it's really important to not do all the sugary stuff down there because mm-hmm. especially for those that are very sensitive down there, you know, it can throw off the pH. Okay, look, ladies, we're in agreement. You know, it's definitely those things that, you know, it'll throw off the pH. So just as being mindful and being careful, we can get as messy as we want. I'm even, look, bring out the whipped cream. You know, I don't even care if it gets in my hair. I'm going to be honest. Hair, mouth, body, wherever you want it. And then putting it in places that they want you to lick off. And it could be just so close, right? Because let's go back to the balls. Ladies, I love ball play. I love it. I do. You know, I'll let you guys know what I have in the works for my ball lovers.
Please do.
Yes, please.
But even something like that, right, where you take a flavor and then now you get to devour your partner in a different way, be it the balls or her nipples, like, or his nipples, you know, being able to now have this flavor in this zone that they really like licked and sucked and touched. Oh, my God, what? I get to suck and suckle and...
When you said balls in like chocolate, in my head went to that Dairy Cream hardening chocolate. You know,
oh, magic shell.
Like you dip their balls in that, and then it's a magic ball shell.
You crack it,
and then you crack it open, and vanilla ice cream pours out.
Like the PR Kinda. Packages. You know the PR packages yep. where they send the chocolate.
Mm-hmm. There you go, breakable chocolate. I'm
honestly, ladies, I think we might need a holiday edition. We might do like a little collab called the Nutcracker with little nuts inside of it. You know, everybody likes chocolate and nuts, right?
Oh my God.
TM, we got that. Us three.
That's ours.
That's ours now.
And the slogan is everybody likes nuts, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. I love that. So a tarp seems a little bit like I'm about to roll your body up and like mm-hmm. shove it in a lake. But I love that there are waterproof like mattress toppers or whatever that you're mm-hmm. explaining. I used frosting once.
What flavor?
Chocolate, because I don't like vanilla. Or no, my boyfriend at the time didn't like vanilla frosting. My mistake was that I lathered it on myself, which was fine. But
like
I did
tip to tail, you were covered?
I did way too much. He was like kind of gagging by the end because he's like, there's a lot of frosting. There's a lot of frosting. So a lot of it didn't get like eaten up. And so a lot of it got on my bed.
Well, and that's interesting. And you can take this part out if you want, because I know you don't care if Shay knows. But that's also the partner who like you would find eating frosting by himself out of the fridge, right? Yeah. Like, so like a lot of frosting for him was like, A lot of frosting. Like you'd wake up at midnight and he'd be eating frosting at the fridge.
Some type of sugary shit in the fridge. Yeah. So I made a mistake on that point. I also
2 inches thick.
I shouldn't have brought the butter knife in the bedroom with me because that just made me want to like, yes, keep going. Frost me like a cake. And it led to too much frosting.
So what would your solution in that situation be? Shay, to avoid it, and then if you're already in it, what do you do?
Yeah, so I'm so glad you asked, because I had solutions in mind already. I was like, okay, well, what you could have done, so take like a Ziploc bag, right, one of the big ones, make your own little pipette, right, and then drizzle it in like an area, like maybe put an X on the shoulder and then have him follow the trail to the treasure chest so he can kiss you all in your favorite places.
Tears are like coming to my eyes because you are just so brilliant. Like it's
she literally it is does have literally tears in her eyes.
Like oh my God. I don't really know why I'm
you're such an
fully,
emotional.
I'm so emotional. I'm very raw this week. That was beautiful. Your creativity is unmatched.
It's just
thank
unmatched.
You for sharing that with us.
That is so smart. Of course you would create a piping bag with frosting. Of course you would. That makes so much sense.
So I have a question. So the butter knife, like this butter knife, I feel like we need to put it like in a little,
I didn't know what else you're supposed to use. If you just dug your hand in there.
That's true.
Same issue.
Take it. Scooping hands are not pretty hands.
Like a claw. That's also not what you want.
Make sure you're watching on YouTube so you get the visual.
Yeah. Just lather it down my body. I also didn't want to do that. Well, so if you're in a situation where there's too much food, like in a messy situation, I don't know. Do you like get in the shower? Do you like wipe it off? Do you pause? Like how do you deal with that? Or do you just lean into the mess?
I'm pro leaning into the mess. Okay. I'm all in. Like we're here. If we're really into it and the mess doesn't bother us, I think that you know if your partner minds mess or not. There are some people who are very clean, like from start to finish. There are other people that are just a little bit more messy. I'm pro messy. So baby, if we got too much frosting, we'll deal with it later. Like we will handle this later. Okay. We got things to do right now.
I love that.
What if you had just started eating the frosting with him?
Yeah, I don't like sweet stuff, so this was all him.
Should have gotten savory. Frosting. Gravy.
That's just gravy.
Mayonnaise?
Laying gravy all over this turkey. That's not what I wanted to say. Mashed potatoes! That's...
look, if it's a
you're like
if
a
it's,
silence.
If it's the butt cheeks, maybe a little gravy on the butt cheeks.
There we go, my little rump roast. I like it, my rump roast.
I would love for you to get more into this mashed potatoes idea.
I'm thinking a whole turkey spread, Thanksgiving spread, because I do like savory things. If I had turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, I'm sorry, I think it's a great idea. That's something I would eat a lot of. If anyone wants to play into my sexual fantasies... Thanksgiving.
DM-er.
I might take this out.
Anyways. Good ideas. You're creative too.
It's salty in a different things. Way. I just like salty over sweet.
Maybe chips. Okay. You could hide chips in different crevices.
Gross.
I don't know.
Brainstorming.
Yeah, you're the genius, Shay. Please take it away. Please help us stop talking.
So I think that in the cases, you know, I've heard someone say, you know, people will find anything to orgasm from. And I was like, what we have to understand is that when we isolate the senses, we get to explore differently. I think that like right now we're in a state of just like being overly stimulated. So we lose a lot, you know, what we'll get there for 7 seconds, right? Like we're like, okay, next, 7 seconds, next. And so we're constantly consuming, but we're not isolating like what's special about experiences. So I think that with food play and when you isolate just the taste, you create a new experience. So how I would also encourage people to do that is blindfold your partner. Simple blind, right? Completely new way to use it. I actually also have those on my site, ladies. I'm all in with creating, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. Some people might be afraid, you know, they're afraid, oh, I'm losing, you know, I'm losing control. I'm losing a sense of something, but that's the point. So I think that if you're introducing food play for the first time, you know, tell your partner, hey, I want to try something new. Maybe let them do it to you first. And when, ladies, look, I'm a sell it. Okay. If my partner's like, I'm okay with it, you know, I'm thinking about it, I'll be like, okay, well, I'll lead, you follow, right? And that's where I take on that position of you can do me first. I'll put myself in that vulnerable space. You can tie me up. I'm going to show you why it feels so great, why it is so great. And as soon as my man gives me the green light, oh, baby, I am cooking your favorites. I am blindfolding you. I am even putting it in my mouth and feeding you with my mouth. Yeah. While you're blindfolded and then kiss you. Oh, yeah.
You sound like a good time. Not gonna lie. you sound real nice. Oh, that is so fun. Yeah, I always feel more confident with a blindfold on, surprisingly, like if I'm trying something newish, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's so great for isolating your senses and for really like dropping into a moment.
Yeah. I'm somebody that gets easily distracted, or overwhelmed, mm-hmm. or yeah, overstimulated, like you were saying. So taking away my control is important in order for me to get into the moment.
Okay. I love that you said, you get a more confident, right? Like you get more confident when you have the blindfolds. That was my first start to blindfolds. I was like, maybe if I'm not so in my head, maybe if my eyes are closed, it's kind of like when you get shy, you're like, oh my God, you know, sometimes you don't want the person looking at you because you don't know what their response is going to be like. And you're so fixated on, you know, what their response is going to be that it's going to make you clam up. It's going to make you nervous. So, you know, you get afraid. So I think that, you know, like both of you are saying, the blindfolds is great to kind of take away all that nerve, all those, you know, all the senses that we essentially have. And yes, for, you know, relinquishing control, it's a thing, but there's power in that. There's so much power in relinquishing control. And by power, I don't even mean it from like, you know, a negative space, more than anything, pleasure. There's so much pleasure in relinquishing control. I would say it even like that.
Mm-hmm. So this might not be in key with like isolating just one sense, you know, like with taste. But if you wanted to incorporate like temperature play with foods, what are the best foods to do that with and how would you do that?
You already said it, gravy and mashed potatoes.
That's true. But you can have hot potatoes. You can have cold gravy. I don't know. You can just fuck it up that way.
I think one of the easiest things you can do, just because let's say you're like, you know what, I am listening to this podcast right now and I don't have anything that I think is sexy in there for me and my man, but I know I want to do something, or I don't have anything for my woman, but oh, I want to do something. Ice is literally gold, right? Mm-hmm. Ice does something where I like to call, and I do this with a lot of what I do, is you take the ice, you hold it in your mouth, you put it on the erogenous zone, the zones that they really like, and then you kiss, you lick, and you blow. So let's say I take the ice from the back of your ear, and I go all the way down to the middle of your chest. That same line that I made the ice with, I'll lick back up to the back of the neck. I'll come back down with my breath and I'll blow. And then I'll kiss all the way back.
I think we're both stunned. The women were too stunned to speak.
It's just, the way you're describing it is just, I can feel it, you know?
You're a sex witch.
Sex witch.
And I mean that as the highest compliment I could ever give.
That's so sexy. I love that.
So I received that, right? And I received that because lately I've been very open about me abstaining from sex, right? And not because I'm not waiting until marriage. It is not a religious thing. It is more so I enjoy lovers. I am a lover. So in my spaces, I like to create experiences. And I'm just not really sure I can do that with like a Tinder swiper. Like, it's like I'll meet them and then, or her, and it's just like we just happen and we just do it. I'm going to tell you that a one night stand is not possible with me. I'm just going to be honest. Because once I do something, you're going to come back. So just waiting. I'm patiently waiting for the one that I'm ready to make my lover. And when I do, oh, yes, they are going to get all of the licks and the kisses and the blows. And all the ball play, too. I really like balls. Did I say I like balls? Did I mention that? Balls?
I feel like applications should just be raining in on you.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
I think, like, full, like, a video, a resume, CV, cover letter, pictures, obviously.
They have to make it competitive at this point.
Oh, my God. Like... Yeah. Becoming your lover is like getting into Harvard.
I love that you say lover too, because I've never considered myself to have like a lover per se, but the way you're describing it is also how I feel like I view sex right now. Is like I'm waiting for someone that I can really invest in. I'm abstaining from sex, not necessarily consciously. It's more just happening to me, and that's fine too. But I love that idea of like, well, maybe I'm just waiting for someone I can like really invest time into and that will invest in me, because from all these episodes, I have some tricks up my sleeve too, especially from this one.
And I think that it kind of starts out that way. I mean, I'm not intentionally, you know, abstaining, but, you know, I would like to enjoy my partner. I would like them to, one, have great communication skills. I think that in every episode that I've seen, someone mentions communication, like communicating with your partner, whether it's in BDSM and kink or the first time you guys, you know, engage in sex or, you know, whatever it is, it's always communication. So I think that when you've reached that level of wanting to experience sex on a certain level, you know, it requires communication. And if people are not willing to communicate, then how am I going to create this level, you know, of experience? You have to have trust to do something like isolate the senses, because sometimes it's taking away touch. You know, I use my blindfold and, you know, I tie them around my hands. I kind of figured out how to do it, you guys. I'll tie my hands up and, you know, just kind of play. Like, what does it feel like to take that even away from myself, and how comfortable can I feel allowing someone to do that to me? Or when I'm using the blindfolds and I'm doing feather play, so I'm increasing, you know, the way I experience the sensation of my own feathers. So I think that for people who may be abstaining from sex, you know, sometimes it's just because you want to experience something more. And I mean, we deserve that. Like, you know, we deserve pleasure. We deserve an erotic experience that really just does it for us. I wanted to do what I wanted to do.
So are you doing this all for yourself then right now? Like, are you giving yourself like the best sex life that you aren't getting from like another partner right now?
throughout the years, I think that I've gone through peaks of like giving myself my best sex life. My feather play game with myself is definitely, it's up there. That is my thing right now. My thing is feathers. Like, it's just so soft and sensual. It's like different than caressing, which I've always liked, but the feathers just add this layer of just like this tingling sensation throughout my body. But oh yeah, my eyes are definitely open for someone to play with. I love playing.
Can you get into the feathers a little bit more and talk about maybe how to use them both with a partner and solo?
Yeah. So with a partner, and it's so funny because our male identifiers, our penis owners, you know, they don't experience foreplay and intimacy. You know, they're usually on the giving end rather than on the receiving end. And don't get me wrong. I know a lot of people will just, you know, kind of sum it up as, well, men are simple. That's not true. I think that we just lack, and, you know, thanks to the patriarchy, we lack the freedom to allow men to explore sensuality and sex in a way that's not so, you know, demanding or macho or just this very small box of being dominant and controlled. And I think that even with the orgasm gap, a part of why that's there is because penis owners lack the understanding and importance of intimacy and foreplay. Mm-hmm. And so because they're not rare, they're rarely on the receiving end, how do you value something you don't understand? Mm-hmm. So by offering my services and allowing men to be receivers in intimacy, I think that I'm opening up a space where men can now go, okay, I see why she likes that. We are doing that every time. Mm-hmm. And I want you to do it to me, you know? Mm-hmm. With that being said, feathers is one of those things that I find the men in my spaces like. So, you know, men come, they talk to me, and I start asking them questions, and they're like, okay, so what's that? What do you use that for? And, you know, I take it, and I rub it down from the neck to the chest. And then I ask them, if I lick, kiss, suck, and blow, would you like that? And they say yes. And I said, if we do feather play on the balls and I lick, kiss, suck, and blow, how would you like that? And they say they would love it. So I think that in doing feather play, whether you're doing it on yourself or with a partner, and that was the side for the partner, you are just allowing them to feel something different in the areas that they may already like, but also discover new things. I just found out with the pinwheel, the back of my arm, oh, the back, oh God. And all the shoulder blade area, oh, yeah.
Oh, see, that's why it's so great that your feather is on such a long stick too, because mm-hmm. you can reach areas on yourself that you would never assume to like touch or tickle or, you know, caress. Gently caress. Oh, I like that. I've never thought of feathers on balls. That sounded more like torture than like, but the way you're saying it sounds beautiful mm-hmm. in a way. But I would just always assume it to be like, ha ha, tickling your balls. Ah. Feather on your ball.
Well, all ball owners don't like it either. You know, some are too sensitive, but, you know, you guys said the word like wizard and magician. I think that, you know, doing the right thing for me when it comes to men has definitely worked in my favor. I will say that. Mm-hmm. I love the men that I've had as lovers. And they love me too. It's a different experience. I will say that. Like, I don't know what these people in the streets are doing, but what we're doing in my palace, it's exclusive. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have two questions. Because I just want to hear all of your thoughts. So for people like Emma who don't like sweet things, do you have food suggestions other than gravy and turkey? and then a follow-up to that, just any other like food play scenarios, like the way you were talking about the exes and everything. Oh, like uh-huh. I want to hear anything and everything like that. So please just take it away.
Yeah. So do you like seafood?
Yes, I do like seafood.
So oysters are a great aphrodisiac. People really do enjoy them. And I mean, I've witnessed, you know, at the end of a dinner, Aphrodisiacs definitely get you going, right? So I think that if there's certain things that you like, it could be regular food, right? It could be, let's say you're doing chicken parmesan, right? And your, you know, your partner, your lover has stood in the kitchen and, you know, they've cooked for you, the music's on, you're drinking wine. Obviously, you're ready for them to be done because you want to be devoured. But when you guys start to experience this food together, feeding each other. Mm-hmm. And when you place the food in the mouth, of course, do small portions, small bites. Place like the chicken on the tongue. And make sure you put your finger in your partner's mouth. Or if your partner's feeding you, just take the hand. Put their finger in your mouth. Suck it slowly. And you could do that with food in your mouth. You could practice, but it can be done.
Wow. That's so, that is so much more intimate, like a more intimate way of like feeding someone. Mm-hmm. Is like, I don't know if I would personally do it with chicken. I don't want to feel them eat the chicken or feel, I don't know what maybe I'm trying a nugget. To say.
Maybe a nugget. Just place it on the tongue and slide the finger out. Let them eat, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's the way you place it in their mouth. Right. Now you're placing it sensually. You're, or even, you know, putting it in the mouth and then rubbing on the lips, caressing the lips a little bit, kiss the lips before they chew, you know. I don't know. It's something about the senses for me. I like to smell. Like, I like to smell food. I like to smell my partner. I like to taste. I like to kiss. I like to touch. So if you can incorporate ways to do that with food, then you're hitting all the senses.
I love that, because also people use dinner or like a food outing as a precursor to getting home and doing foreplay or starting the sensual mm-hmm. experience then. And so all of these are such good ways to start the foreplay while you're eating. So at a restaurant, if you don't mm-hmm. want to put your finger in their mouth in front of people, what is a sensual way to engage with them and the food if you're in public?
Yeah, so you could always use a fork. You can still feed each other. Just do it very slowly. Do it slowly. Make sure you give eye contact. Eye contact's a big thing. When you look into your partner's eyes and you let them know, like, I'm here, I'm with you, that's being present in the moment. And I don't think there's anything more vulnerable and erotic and sexy than just being in the moment, whether you're taking away sight or whether you're just looking directly into your partner's eyes and letting them know, I'm here. I also think, you know, we had a little under the table action. So, you know, I have high heels on, my legs are crossed. So one of my legs is kind of propped up a little bit. So, you know, I'm going to, you know, rub the inner part of my partner's, you know, legs, you know, with my foot, softly, slowly caress, especially while sipping the wine. Oh yeah. And you can dirty talk. I encourage it. Talk nasty. I love looking real classy in the restaurant, telling my partner how I cannot wait to go home and ride. Oh, absolutely.
I'm ready. I mean, like, I'm over here. Oh, I love that. That would work. That would work. Dirty talk at the restaurant. Because you're like, it's like a different type of kink too. It's kind of, not like voyeurism, but also in a way of like people could hear you and you're right there on the brink of like inappropriate, mm-hmm. but it's just between the two of you, mm-hmm. Cass and I.
just
between us. Intimate.
As I'm feeding you chicken. And I'm going to do it with my fingers in public.
Love it. I'm so excited.
Okay. After this, we're going to dinner.
Great.
So I'll even say this. I think that, you know, for people who want to be more adventurous, right? Going to the restaurant, looking at the appetizer list and trying something new, right? If you don't like it, that's fine. But I do think there's this sense of like excitement. There's like this little bit of fear and who cares about the question? What if I don't like it? I don't know. Then you don't have to keep eating it. Mm-hmm. But thing for you and your partner to be like in this situation where you guys are now like almost testing yourselves. It's like, okay, we trying something new. Like, you know, you create that experience. And then if you do end up liking it, it's like, oh, this is good. And then you start describing the food to your partner. And, you know, you just kind of how when the chef brought the oxtail grilled cheese, I took a bite and it was like this crunch. And then it was this flavor and it was so juicy. So to be able to tell your partner, like, oh my God, that is so good. Oh my God, it's so juicy. Mm. And then you look at them and you just moan a little bit. Oh yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it in public.
That'll do it.
Yeah, well, the way, because I can visually see you and like the way you're describing this, it already looks like you're like starting a sensual experience. But if you're eating with someone, what are some like sexy ways you can eat, you know, mm-hmm. instead of like talking while you eat or like smacking your, like, what are some good things to keep in mind that are like sexy to do while you're eating?
Yeah. So I'm always one for like good posture. So, you know, sitting up, girl, keep the titties up. You know?
That's not hard for me, though. Yeah. That won't affect me. They're straight on my chest.
You know, just, you know, keep the tits up and in the space, ladies.
TTB. Thrust. Never mind. Thrust that bust. That's what I was going to say.
You know, smiling, giving words of affirmation, you know, thanking them for their time, thanking them for being there. And of course, I said with the foot play, you know, rubbing your foot on their inner leg. And then when it comes to eating, I mean, it depends because I can eat. So if it gets messy because it's so good, you just follow it up with something really sexy. Like I said, I mean, I'm pretty sure I had some grilled cheese, oxtail juice like dripping down my neck or my finger at some point, but I was just like, oh my God, let juice get on my finger. Oh, we are licking it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. So good. But I'm not really like a be careful how you eat kind of girl. Like, don't get me wrong, you know, obviously be tactful, have some class, but if the food is good and you're with a partner you're really comfortable with, I think it's more important to just enjoy the food. And you can set that tone, you know, you can set the tone with your partner. I really like trying new foods. I love to experience different flavors and different tastes, so that way they know. And when they experience the way you eat, they're like, okay, yeah, she can eat. Because I get appetizers and we might get like 3 or 4, however many look good. Like, let's say I'm looking at 2 things that look good and he's looking at 2 things that look good. One of them is the same. We're going to get all 3. We're going to share all 3. Then we're going to have our main course and we're going to have dessert. I'm that kind of girl. I eat it all. Sexy, but I can eat. Okay.
Those 2 things go hand in hand for me. Mm-hmm. I love that. I eat so much and that is sexy. It is. Those are good tips. Letting it be, again, letting it be messy. Wrapping mm-hmm. back around to that, embracing the mess, because confidence is sexy, but also just like clean it up in a sexy mm-hmm. way. Dab your, there's like a Friends episode where it's like dabbing your napkin like down your neck and your chest, and it's like drawing attention to like all those areas. So you can
you like go all the way down.
Yeah. And I dripped everywhere. I mean, that's not far off. Yesterday I got chicken glaze on my pants. So yeah.
Sexy.
Sexy. Sex appeal at work. I had used a Tide to go pen. So a little different, but
not much.
Not much. Oh, I love it all. Are there, do you have another?
No.
Follow up?
No.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah. I was just going to say, is there anything about more about food play that we haven't touched on or that you think is important to bring up?
I just think that people shouldn't be afraid. Like, don't be afraid. I'm going to go back to the very last part of the conversation. You know, women, especially, you know, vulva owners, kind of feeling pressured by society to fit this narrative that, oh, when you go to dinner, you know, order the salad and, you know, take small bites. I mean, no one's, you know, of course, you're not stuffing your mouth, but if you enjoy good food, enjoy good food. Order the steak pink. Please don't order the steak any other way. If it's not pink and juicy in the middle, don't order steak. Just a word of advice. That's for everyone. Everyone. I do not care who you are. Let it be juicy. Okay? Let it be juicy. Who doesn't like it juicy? Yeah.
Exactly. PSA. Steak PSA.
But yeah, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to try something new. Don't be afraid to, if you introduce cytophilia to your partner, and they're on the fence about it, it's not a hard no, but they just maybe feel like, I need more information, or, you know, what is this going to be like? It seems weird. You know, how is this going to turn us on? Sweetie, fellas, everybody, my non-binary, everyone, okay? They, he, she, contact me, okay? I will help make sexy, okay? We're going to make food sexy. We love to watch the videos on IG. They always pop up on mine because I love food, you know? And what would it be like to share that experience with a lover? Like, you almost really can't go wrong. I'm going to be honest. I had lamb chops last night at the Warwick. And OMG. Yeah, it's in the city. It's so nice. It's like a luxury boutique hotel. And I just, you know, I wanted a little getaway. And I wanted to go have dinner with a friend. And, you know, the red wine was amazing with the lamb. Lamb was cooked to perfection. Oh, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, I used my little knife. It was, you know, but then I picked it up and I just, I was like, that was good. Yeah. You know, you encourage them too in the experience. You know, you give them that assurance that, you know, it's okay if you get a little messy too. I think that people kind of show up in these spaces trying not to make a mess. Like, it has to be perfect. It has to be pretty. It has to look like, no, I love, sex is not perfect and sex is messy, and that's okay. That is one of the best things I've learned since doing my work. And that is one of the biggest things that I advocate for, because I think that people do get caught up in that fear of, it's not going to look good enough. It's not going to be perfect. Perfect actually sounds really fucking boring to me. It sounds like a snooze fest, and it does not sound like a good time. Like, if I'm not at brunch with a lover or two or three or four or some friends or whatever, you know, and I keep, you know, eat the omelet and the French toast and the fruit, you know, and down the mimosas and maybe stumble in my heels on the way out, you know, I mean, if I can't have that experience, you probably just can't be my lover. I'm okay with that.
Amen.
I love that.
That sounds like the most perfect experience too, to start like a really fun, messy, all full send food experience.
Embrace the damn mess. And it'd be extra messy if you had lamb before sex. Lamb gives them diarrhea.
We didn't have to go into that part. I was just going to let Shay have that moment. Whatever.
It had to be your moment too.
Great.
Look, the thing about this lamb is that it came with a very sweet, white, creamy sauce, and it had nuts, so it gave it more texture.
That does sound really good. I wish.
Well, just be by yourself after.
Yeah, just go be alone. That's fine. Enjoy it by yourself.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I thank you for sharing all of that. Can you let our listeners know where they can continue connecting with you, learning from you, gaining from your infinite sex witchy wisdom?
Oh, I love the way you said that. So thank you first for having me again. This has been, honestly, you ladies probably have one of my favorite podcasts, like hands down.
Oh, Shay.
Oh, that means the absolute world to us.
That means so much.
Yeah. You're not afraid to go there, but still educate. And, you know, and I love that you're so open to learning. I think that in sex, so many people think they are these sex gods or goddesses, but they lack, you know, that room for growth. They're just like, nope, I'm good. I know how to do this and I'm great in bed. It's like, you know, ask some questions, learn some new things. It's really beautiful. And for anyone listening who does want to learn something new, you guys can find me on Instagram at ShayIsLove. That's ShayIsLove. You guys can really Google it and find me everywhere. But if you guys want to go to my website and see everything that I have to offer, including the new goodies that are on my website, go to www.shaydaily.com. That's ShayDaily.com. And please subscribe to my YouTube channel, because I have some really dope things that I'm going to share, especially from Exotica. I want to share it with you guys. And if I see these two beautiful ladies there, they will be all up in my space. Okay. And all up on my channel. Okay.
We have to see you there. We have to do it.
We just have
We're
to
just
do
gonna
it.
Do
We're
going
to do it. I'm going to go raid my cupboards now and figure out all the things that I can make dirty.
Instant mash.
I definitely won't. Oh yeah, my mashed potatoes. I definitely want to get like waterproof sheets, or what am I thinking? Not waterproof.
Waterproof underwear. Diapers? We're talking about diapers.
Diapers.
Yeah, you want adult diapers is what you're saying.
Fill that with Besh taters.
Ew. I just won't be getting a tarp for my bed is all I was going to say. It reminds me very much of Goodbye, Earl the Chicks.
I will say I did go out to dinner and try and like practice some of these things. And just like being really in the moment. It wasn't with you. I know I went to dinner with you yesterday. While you were slurping them oysters.
Hey, Shay said that was very sensual. And you know what? Jürgen and I looked each other in the eye while we did it. So
yeah, there you go. So you've been more intimate than riding his face. Yeah.
slurped his oyster.
Slurped an oyster in front of him. Anyways, it was really good pizza and really good pasta. And it was just like such a sensual experience. And I was really happy about it. Well, so it works.
Did he like pick up on your sensual vibes?
I told him.
I'm being sensual at you.
It wasn't at him, it was at me.
He was being sensual to you?
I was being sensual at me.
I'm confused.
It was for me.
Oh, okay.
Just like the grilled cheese was for Shay. Yeah, I rubbed the pizza all over my vagina.
This is for me.
Don't worry, there's going to be a 20% tip. This is for me, though.
Don't worry. There'll be at least a 15% tip.
13% if you're naughty.
This is for me.
And then I slipped a pasta up my butt. And I said, sensuality is for cats. Anyways, thanks to Shay for coming on Honey Do Me Again.
Yeah, thanks, Shay. I love you a lot. And thank you to our listeners yet again for being our number one fans. You really are.
Thank you to all of our fans.
All of our fans. I can't tell you how much the millions of you mean to me.
Mm-hmm. And we want all of you to head on over to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe to Honey Do Me. We apologize for the messiness. And no, we don't.
On Apple Podcasts? I don't have any control over Apple.
I mean, in general, I meant right now. I'm feeling messy.
I'm feeling messy too, but we have to remember that three people are here right now.
You, me, and God.
I'm telling you. That's okay. Just go leave us a review and tell us how much you love us.
God's watching. See you on the other side of the week.
Fuck.
We'll see you next time.
Could you tell that we're having a little bit of bouts with anxiety, depression, ADHD? A little bit. We're kind of all over the place. But who isn't? God. Okay. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.